I have a friend that says they have a hard time forgiving. He feels some things are just unforgivable. I shared a teaching from the late Dr. Charles Stanley on forgiveness. This may be helpful for you too. Dr. Stanley says what forgiveness is not. It's not ignoring the situation or the person. It's not tolerating the person, excusing the person, forgetting the person, letting time pass, allowing the abuse, being nice, keeping silent, or even saying, "I forgive you." What forgiveness is, it's a deliberate decision to cancel the debt owed. It's a choice to give the person to God, yielding our rights to God, trusting God, not seeking revenge, judgment, condemning, or keeping score. He goes on to share points on how to forgive. 1, recognize you've been forgiven. 2, forgive the debt. 3, confess your anger to God. 4, accept others just as they are. 5, view others as tools for your growth. This may seem difficult or almost impossible to do. In your own strength, it is. The only way you can truly forgive someone and let go of that offense is with God's help. Forgiving is easier once you do it. When you ask God to help you forgive and let go of the debt, you feel it lifted. Father, I pray for my friend and those listening to this prayer today. Help them turn over this weight of sin and unforgiveness that is crippling their relationships with others and hindering their prayers. Matthew 6, 14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." Dear Lord, please bind the spirit of unforgiveness in their lives. Free my brothers and sisters today. In Jesus' name I pray and give thanks. Amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others.